This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Those pictures that are posted on Facebook and Twitter of me and Victoria at the Talkers event on Friday.
Doug is
so cute in person. I told my boyfriend, I was like, wow, if Doug and I were closer in age, you might have some competition. He's pretty cute.
Well, fortunately for both of us, since we both have other people in us, that's a good thing. All right, let's get going here. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan, and Kara Schillen on the Good Day program. The fact that we are now through with Mercury being in retrograde is something to be very thankful for. Those of you who don't understand the significance of the last 3 weeks and the horrible things that have gone on communication-wise, transportation-wise, that's what happens when Mercury goes retrograde. So now that it's all over, the things that you did, the arguments, the miscommunication, things that happened, now is a great time for you to immediately fix your mistakes. Clean them up. If you yelled at somebody, if you misspoke, if you had a heated argument, your boss, friend, relative, whatever, these things are cause for anger. So it's time for you to apologize. And by the way, the other side of it is that forgiveness should be given. And then, after you've done that, take your friend or lover or boss or whomever and go out and shop till you drop. this is a great time. Usually right after, and I don't know why this is, for some reason, after Mercury comes out of retrograde, I don't know if the people that run these stores are aware of it enough. For example, the great Memorial Day sale starting today. Go buy this, go buy that. Yeah, dude.
I'm pretty sure that's not because of Mercury in retrograde. That's Memorial Day.
You think so? Are you a big shopper, Victoria?
It depends. I will. I could spend any amount of money at Sephora, but I don't spend. Yeah, I mean,
what is Sephora? I don't know.
Skincare and makeup and all that. It's a chain.
Why do you say I know?
Because I talk about Sephora a lot. Maybe you don't pay attention.
That could be. Yeah,
like
could
I want my ashes spread at Sephora when I die.
Really?
That's the mothership.
The mothership.
Smells good. You're like, totally. So that's where I spend the bulk of my money.
For you to start new contracts. Reinitiate old contracts. Time to start something new. You never do that during Mercury. When you meet somebody, a new client, maybe a new love or something during Mercury, there's a high likelihood that the bad timing that takes place and maybe miscommunication will hamper a relationship. So make sure you go back, follow up, follow through, if you will. Have a new date with somebody that you just met, or you know, try to, if you went to have a job interview and it didn't go well, maybe you can reacquaint yourself to the person. Yeah, that maybe that happens sometimes. Mercury this year was horrible. Well, it goes in three times during the year. But because there were five other planets in retrograde at the same time, and there was a full moon last night to cap it, it kind of washed everything away. But it was, make no mistake about it, I found it for me and the people that I'm close to, oof. As a matter of fact, Bob Kay, who's my manager and pal, he was up here yesterday working on some stuff, and he just sent me a note. He never used to believe in this until I told him about it now. But you can let it get the best of you, or you can learn to work around it, just know what not to do and what to do,
Did you buy TVs? Did you actually buy the TVs?
I bought TVs, yeah. Could I get them free?
No, you're not supposed to buy any electronics during Mercury retrograde.
No, but it's out yesterday. It was gone. I bought them yesterday.
I still felt it yesterday.
Did you?
I got a cup of hot coffee spilt on my hoo-hoo.
No.
No, Mercury retrograde takes a while to get back. A lot of astrologers say you got to leave 4 days on either end, beginning and end of Mercury.
Take the TVs back, Dougie.
Take them back. Yeah, you're right. going to have to take them back anyway. Take them back.
Return.
You have to leave a cushion.
Yep. Exactly. Bum.
Address unknown.
People in the news today. Eva Longoria.
She is broken.
Shows your cell phone.
Hi.
You finished now?
Okay. Maybe. And lots of the mood strikes again.
Eva Longoria. Married
Eva
Jose.
Longoria.
Address
got
unknown.
Married to
Jose Antonio Bastandaru. He's the president of Televiso Mexico. She's in some new show, isn't she?
Well,
she plays a star.
Yeah, it's canceled. It was right. Actually a cute show. It's called Telenovela.
Yeah.
And it was behind the scenes at like one of these telenovela soap opera things. And it was cute. Yeah. I liked it, but
I was
her
surprised
third
they
marriage?
Canceled it. Yeah.
I know.
Anyway, Victoria Beckham was in. I don't see what anybody sees in her. I really don't.
she's so hungry to me. I just want to give her a
sandwich. Right,
eat,
exactly.
Victoria. You'll smile more.
Mario Lopez, Ricky Martin, Melanie Griffith. I don't know, what's her connection? Maybe she got to be friends with him as she was married to Antonio Banderas.
And he wasn't there, though, so it must be her friendship, yeah.
Ooh. Elijah Wood, interviewed over the weekend, says Hollywood is gripped by a powerful pedophile ring.
Huh.
It's all over everywhere, and the Hollywood types are covering up a seedy underbelly of predatory vipers. He says young actors are being sexually abused. Industry figures have been convicted following claims of sexual abuse on child actors like Corey Feldman. Was he the one that committed suicide? Which one's dead?
Corey Haim. Dead of drugs. Okay. I don't think suicide was the key there. But well, yeah. Corey Feldman, allegedly, I think, wasn't it a Michael Jackson allegation with him? Or am I wrong on that?
No, I think I remember that now that you mention it.
There was something there, except it was interesting. When I looked up a video clip of Corey Feldman, we could probably actually play this too. He was on The View about 4 years ago, and he was talking about this and about all this stuff. And Barbara Walters is really giving him a lot of pushback. And she's like, you're talking about, you're ruining an entire industry. And he says, well, yeah, but this needs to be talked about. And he at the end says, the one person who never molested him was Michael Jackson.
He set the record straight.
Yeah, they were friends.
He
said Michael Jackson had always been accused of all that, but that was not true.
Mm.
So it was interesting. But there's a lot more to this story, and it seems really, really scary if you ever have
kind of glorify Woody Allen. I mean,
yeah,
Woody Allen,
exactly.
That's disgusting. Morgan Freeman, also who I think is a fantastic actor, and I love his voice, started dating his granddaughter. I mean, not by blood, but that's still kind of weird. I mean, I don't know.
Didn't he have a child with his granddaughter?
No, they didn't have a child, but just kind of weird. And then who is the guy that is who's in Paris, who's in France now that won't come back because he'll get arrested?
Roman Polanski.
Thank you, Polanski, yeah.
And Adrian Brody, who's in his new movie, has no problem with it and was talking about it recently, saying, oh, well, you know, he's a brilliant director, so we should just forget about it. Okay. Yeah, that's great.
Why
that's
so many,
the artsy mentality,
what?
Though. If you get super artsy, they're like, well, he's a creative genius. Let's just leave him alone. Well, there's still rules. Ew. Yeah.
What is there about that stuff and the things that happen? What makes people so... What corrupts people's standards, mores, values? How do you get, what is there that pushes people to that?
Yeah, I don't know if all of these people, because it's not just Hollywood, it's all kinds of...
No, it's everywhere.
It's everyone.
Business?
Like, in all of these places where people are super famous, the, you know, all kinds of sporting things, it's just, and I don't know if a lot of people who are famous just happen to become this, or if a lot of people who are already kind of creepy and prone to this kind of thing become famous? I don't know, but it seems like there are so many people who don't get in trouble. Everyone just brushes it aside and says, oh, well, they're great at basketball. They're great
Kobe Bryant.
Doesn't matter.
But, well, look at the way Kobe Bryant was celebrated at the end of his career. The guy is a cretin. He's a crumb bum. He deserves that attention.
We brush off athletics, especially treatment of women. I mean, we brush off big time. Look, with what's his face? We made a Halloween costume out of it. Who I want to say Ray Rice, but that's not right.
Ray Hardy?
No, the guy last year who beat his wife in the elevator and knocked her out cold, and then people, instead of doing anything about it, just made a Halloween costume of like a rag doll attached to some guy's ankle. I mean, it's just so.
Yeah, that is Ray Rice. And
that was Ray Rice. Rice. Okay.
Yeah, for the Ravens, Ray Lewis is like the most celebrated person ever. He's not a great dude either. I don't think he ever, you know, sexually assaulted anyone, but he was accused of murdering someone.
Well, he was just there when someone got murdered, let's be fair.
Big difference.
I mean, that happens to me all the time. I'm just always around when somebody gets knocked off. Yep.
Isn't it amazing, huh? All right, let me, after that, I was going to, well, maybe, no, I don't want to do this now. I've got, I just kind of lost my, listening to this, I just kind of lost, you can hear it in my voice, I just went limp in terms of my own attitude toward stuff, because this sort of thing is just, there's so much of it.
Yeah.
And I mean, I guess it takes a conversation like this, or it takes a situation like this to sort of underscore what it is that you're really dealing with.
Well, we need to be able to say these guys are great athletes, but that doesn't make them great people, and we need to make them stand accountable for their actions, just like everybody else would have to. I mean, you know, as much as we talk about teachers who are discussing, and maybe it takes a while because of union the involvement of unions in people's cases, eventually those people most often will get in trouble because they're normal people. You know, they don't have this glory that's brought to them like athletes or celebrities. We need to just start making sure that we can say great athlete, but bad person, and take away some of that glory.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, they're so concerned about going after Tom Brady for Deflategate, and yet they let these abusers return after being in jail, and sometimes they never even go to jail.
Dogs.
I know. Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
All right. I think... I do.
So basically, the bottom line: free Tom Brady.
I just checked out. You could tell. I just listening to this stuff. I don't get it. I don't. I like to think the best of most people, and
you should.
It is,
you can think the best of most people. There are just bad people out there.
19 past the hour, and good day.
Welcome to the show that really stinks. Owner Events, brought to you by Citrus Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the odor events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go!
Rotten garbage can.
Yes, Molly.
New musty basement.
Good. Jimmy.
Poopy diaper.
Yep. Haley.
Molly socks.
Yes, Dave.
Stinky litter box.
Yes, Molly.
Ugh, funky fridge fumes.
Good. Jimmy.
Honey odor P.U.
Yes, Haley.
Cat pee. Wait, cat pee.
You're out of time.
But
I'm sorry. See you again next week for...
That's gross.
Odor Events, the show that really stinks.
Get rid of the odor events in your home with Citrus Magic. The strength of its citrus makes odors disappear, leaving the fresh scent of natural citrus. Look for Citrus Magic in the air freshener aisle in Target, Kroger, Safeway, Publix, Walmart, and other fine stores everywhere.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, my company has like 7 different printers. How's your ink selection?
Behold, Staples Wall of Ink.
Just wow.
A huge selection of ink and toner guaranteed in stock.
Hello? Awesome.
If it's not, we take $10 off and ship it to you free.
Pinch me. I said pinch.
I heard you.
New low prices on ink and toner and an in-stock guarantee. Staples. Make more happen.
In-stock guarantee applies to in-store selection only. Out-of-stock ink and toner will be ordered from in-store kiosk with $10 discount plus free shipping applied. Limit 1 cartridge per customer.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint. We'll be right back.
worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims, we just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Another story about people trying to claim Prince's money. Rihanna Nelson and Janine Halloran filed affidavits of heirship in the district court outside Minneapolis. Rihanna Nelson says her father was Prince's half-brother, Dwayne Nelson Sr., which would make her Prince's niece. And Janine Halloran, guardian to a minor whose initials are given only as VN, she says Dwayne Nelson was VN's grandfather, which would make her Prince's grandniece. Good God, these people.
Ching, that's all you hear.
Oh, what a disgusting. Unbelievable. So a probate judge.
I wonder how many of them actually talked to him in life.
Right.
Yeah, even knew him. Probate judge is setting up a process to verify all these claims, and there are hundreds of claims against the estate of Prince. What a bunch
of... I saw 700 a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, 750, something like that. Well, see, that's what sort of... We were just talking about the pedophiles and stuff, and that's what really sets me off my course. I'm hoping I can get back on my course, but I'm just kind of... I just lost my... Whatever, my enthusiasm. People like this, ugh. All right, Doug, you're in showbiz. Come on. Buck up. Let's go.
The show must go on,
yes,
Doug.
It does. Right. Yeah, this is not showbiz. This is a conversation about what's going on in the world. Kanye West. I believe the president called him a jackass once.
I second that. The president has
a
that one.
Former bodyguard named Steve Stenerlis, who has claimed that working for Kanye is 10 times worse than what some might have imagined. And he's a freak, control freak. This guy fired by Mr. West for speaking to Kanye's wife, Kim Kardashian, reveals the staff can only wear black, not allowed to touch Kanye, and must push all elevator buttons for him.
Not just the staff, by the way. You know, when they had their daughter.
Excuse me, yeah?
They had their daughter. They only let her wear black and white. How sad is that for a little girl not to have pink and white, purple colors?
So this guy says the staff are not allowed to speak while in Kanye's presence, and they never know what will trigger his next meltdown. I don't know how Kim stays married to him, he says. don't know, what would be your, what would you...
Cha-ching!
That.
They're just, I mean, they're fame hoo-hoos, you know? I mean,
yeah.
Come on.
Fame hoo-hoos.
Yeah, they're
you
better.
W-H-O.
And ends with an or.
Or. W-H-O-R.
Yeah.
All right, Kesha sung last night. As we talked last week about her not being a participant, she was one day, that she wasn't in the Billboard Awards, that she wasn't. She did get to sing, and she sung a Bob Dylan song. What does it sound like?
Someone to close his eyes for you. Someone to
sound like any of you.
I like it. It's okay.
It's all right.
Yeah.
I read a review of the Go-Go's last night. Apparently they weren't that good.
They were so-so, the Go-Go's?
Yeah, the Go-Go's were so-so.
I actually thought Belinda Carlisle sounded really good, and I thought she looked beautiful.
Really?
She's 57. She looks great.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this reviewer the rest of the said, Go-Go's were a no-no.
Yeah. Remain in our memories. Great group from the 80s. Will not be going to the farewell tour, is this posting. Then there was Celine Dion covering Queen last night at the Billboard Awards. Would be the question that I'd ask. Maybe that's something to think about.
Yeah.
They may start out as feeling angry or irritable with things that didn't used to bother you. It could be recurring nightmares or trouble sleeping, which impact your daily life and make it kind of hard to concentrate. These are just a few of the symptoms some veterans may experience while dealing with a mental health condition. But the good news is there's help. Brian Osich reporting on what the help is.
In 2015, about 1.6 out of the nation's 23.1 million veterans received treatment through the VA for a mental health condition. But there still are some who don't know that treatment is available and that it works. Dr. Wendy Tanhula says the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs can help.
VA has a comprehensive system of care to address veterans' mental health needs. And we focus on training our clinicians in evidence-based treatments for mental health conditions and encouraging veterans to do everything that they can to live happier and healthier lives.
May is Mental Health Awareness Month, a perfect time to discuss mental health and effective treatments to help our nation's veterans.
Through the Make the Connection website, veterans and their families and loved ones can view videos that are stories of veterans telling their own personal experiences. You can also find a resource locator tool that allows you to find VA resources as well as community resources in your local area.
For more, go to maketheconnection.net. That's Healthcare Now from the Department of Veterans Affairs.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This would be a good time to wish happy birthdays to people whose birthday is today. Hello. Welcome to the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen. The charts for last week from Talkers Magazine, the big stories, the news talk stories of the week. I'm looking to see if there might be a change in the order of these items. Number one was the presidential race. The new stories from the weekend, Bernie Sanders says he doesn't want America to choose between two people they don't like. Okay, let's see if we can find somebody else, the third person we don't like. And maybe we, how about Mark Cuban?
No.
No. Well, he says he's not running, at least this time around, as a third-party candidate, but he might be a good vice presidential candidate. And then there are some people speculating here that Michael Bloomberg would make a great running mate with Hillary Clinton. But under the circumstances, we got all these New Yorkers. Is there nobody else around the world, that, around the country, that can run besides somebody from New York? Let's say hello.
Is Mark Cuban a New Yorker?
Mark Cuban is not, but Bloomberg is.
Right. Yeah. Well, yeah, so sure.
Bloomberg and
we need a little city
Clinton.
Person.
Yeah,
we've got
right. Somebody
a big city right now.
From Defiance, Ohio. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Ed Jones. All right, Ed, you're up.
Defiance, hello.
Hello, yes.
The billionaire of Defiance.
Yeah. So Cuban said that he could run with anybody. He'd get along with anybody. And meanwhile, speaking of Shark Tank, which he's on, there's some guy that I don't even know who claims to have been a Shark Tank guy, and he got thrown out of a line for a theater ticket or something in New York.
This is a big story in the city today.
Why? Who knows who this guy is? I never heard of this guy before.
He was an early investor in Twitter, and
No, I don't get that. I never saw him on. I watch Shark Tank all the time. I never saw this guy. I looked up
Chris Sacca.
Yeah, I never heard of him. That's his name.
Yeah, I don't know. He flew in to New York for the weekend for his birthday with his wife. They bought tickets to see the Broadway show Hamilton, which is notoriously difficult to get tickets for. He bought tickets off StubHub, and when he went through the to get them scanned, they were counterfeit.
Oh, what a shock.
He threw a tantrum. Do you know who I am?
Do you know who I am? No, I never heard of you before, pal. Get to the end of the line. Yep. Although that scalping stuff is a big problem. And nobody stands up for it. StubHub is horrible. They're just awful. They're just thieves.
I've used them a few times, and I've been lucky, but I've heard nightmare stories, too.
Awful.
I mean, before you call them thieves, these are people that are using it as a platform to sell tickets. So wouldn't it be the people that are buying up all the tickets and then marking up the prices, the ones that are actually thieves?
Yeah,
well,
I've never.
Maybe they're both thieves.
Yeah, I've never had I've never had problems with counterfeit. The biggest issue I have is, you know, they mark it up like 200%.
Right.
So instead of paying $30 for a ticket, you're paying, you know, like a couple hundred dollars. But I think that's your prerogative on if you want to pay that or not.
It sucks.
But if you really want to go to a show, then and that's the person who's selling it, not StubHub.
I think I would pay that kind of money to see Kanye West.
Oh,
really, Dougie?
I'd actually buy you tickets to see Kanye West.
Would you really?
Actually sit through a show. Yeah.
All right, you heard the story of this woman from Texas who found fame last week after filming a Facebook video of herself in a Chewbacca mask. 50 million views.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the picture? Her name is Candace Payne. Recorded the video in a department store. Chewbacca from Star Wars. Everybody knows who Chewbacca is. Han Solo's sidekick. The mask emits that kind of... Can anybody do Chewbacca's voice? I can't do it.
No.
Huh? Like, it's a terrible...
Maybe not.
Okay, maybe not. We're terrible.
Anyway, she said, "I'm such a happy Chewbacca. All of this attention is worth every penny," but ever she paid for the Chewbacca. Well, it was a mask, I guess, of sorts, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it began trending on Twitter Friday afternoon. A lot of people love the video. If you haven't seen the Chewbacca mask lady yet, you're missing out on a few minutes of pure joy, tweeted someone at Tusk81. Can we all agree this reaction to a Chewbacca mask is everything? Hello, at Coles. Laugh it up, tweeted Star Wars official Twitter account. Sure, of course.
Yep.
Great for business. Chewbacca sold out at Coles over the weekend. Sold them out. All the masks, all gone. So who is the cynical side of me thinks this is a plant? Somebody paid her $300-$400 to get one of these masks, put it on, go out and take it, let's see what happens. I think that's, it'd be great, brilliant marketing, in fact.
Well, that seems to be like, that would be the future of marketing and advertising.
Yeah.
It's like product placement, but way better.
Speaking of when we were talking about stars and stuff before, who knows who Madeline Stowe is?
I do, pretty.
Yeah. She's an actress. She's been in a lot of stuff.
Revenge.
Mm-hmm.
She was in Revenge.
Yep.
Last week, she was robbed of her jewelry collection at gunpoint.
Oh, she was naked, too, wasn't she?
She was naked in her home. Right.
That must be so terrifying to have someone
in
your bedroom.
Sleeping naked inside her home in L.A., woke up to hear a noise. She went to check on a man, pulled a gun on her, and said, "Hand over your valuables."
Man.
Guy was identified as Walter Gonzalez, arrested in connection with that robbery, and I guess some other robberies as well. But the only reason I bring it up is because put yourself in that. I hope you're never there, but put yourself in her position. You're alone in the house, and somebody comes in with a gun. What do you do?
That's why I have my gun.
Yeah. Would you use it? What, I mean, how would you
if
know?
I have to? Are you kidding?
Yeah, under what circumstances? Would you, if somebody was in your house like that and you came upon him, would you shoot him or her?
I would say, you need to leave. You need to leave right now.
Mm-hmm.
And if they didn't, then I'd probably do it. And I was, you know, and my plan, you know how we always have these plans in our head, like, what would you do?
Yeah, what would you do if?
My plan has always been to aim for the legs, because I figure that way I can shoot them, not kill them, and get away. Because I couldn't live with someone's death on my soul.
Right.
Even if they were doing something bad, it would be very hard for me to do that.
Yeah. Do you do target practice?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Would you be? Oh, okay. So,
yeah,
like, you
no,
go to the gun range, and then you
I
do.
I go to the range.
The target practice things, I mean, I know very little about this. Mostly what I've seen in movies. But the target sheet that you shoot, isn't that just the torso?
Yeah.
So you kind of just have to gauge where you're aiming.
With my bad eye, these guys better make sure that they don't come into my house. I always want to get a sticker that says, I am no longer capable of aiming just for your kneecap.
Look out! Speaking of guns, the discussion of how much money Zimmerman's gun brought. Anybody have the final figure? I saw like $192,000 or something. Did you see that last?
I saw something. I thought it was $120,000.
Even
that's
so.
That's what I last saw. I know.
Whatever it was.
Yeah, now I see $250,000.
Sounds like we got an auction still going on here. Do I hear $260,000?
No.
Winchester rifle owned by a Civil War captain who captured Geronimo, sold for $1.2 million at auction last Friday. A 130-year-old Winchester rifle carries the serial number 1, very good condition, owned by Captain Henry Ware Lawton. He was given it after capturing Geronimo. Sold
Guantanamo
to an anonymous bidder. Most people who buy these things don't want to remain. They don't want to be. They want to remain anonymous, right?
They want
right
to be anonymous.
Why?
Well, you don't want people to know exactly what you have. Most responsible gun owners won't tell you their whole, weapon closet.
Well, it also could be you set yourself up to as a target for robbery.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah,
yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah, I was thinking that. All right, so there's one. I got a note from somebody. I tend to still get email at Doug@DougStefan.com. Someone was taking me to task a little bit. Remember last week you talked about Kawabanga? And no, we didn't talk about Kawabanga. We talked about Kemosabe.
Yeah.
And I attributed Kemosabe to the Lone Ranger and also to the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out I was wrong. It's Kawabunga.
Kawabunga. You're right. Kawabunga, dude.
From the Howdy Doody show, not from the Lone Ranger. Kawabunga was first used by Buffalo Bob talking to Howdy Doody.
You know, that actually bothered me last week, and I didn't know why you said Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and Kemosabe. I didn't know that.
Why did you say
so? Because I was confused as to how you were making the connection.
I confused you? Come on.
A little bit, yeah. But, Kawabunga, dude, was from the Teenage Mutant Ninja
Turtles. Kawabunga, not
Kemosabe.
Throws
in a half shell, turtle power.
It may have been the most important epistle I got from the weekend, straightening me out on Kawabunga and Kemosabe. All right. Guess we can move on to something else now.
Food now that for that's the cleared
poor up. Right, exactly. 844-868-HOPE. Dial that number. Or you can just go to your phone and hit #250. Somehow when I hear that, I think somebody, I had a phone right here. Just take that and go, bah, 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 pound the pound. You don't have to pound
the
pound
sign.
Just do, okay, use hashtag instead of pound. How did it get from pound to hashtag and vice versa? Anybody know?
I don't know. But either way, if you don't know which one is, it's the other. They're equivalent.
It's not the star. Right. Hashtag pound 250. Say the word give and give $75. You can do it $25 at a time, the whole amount, whatever you want to do. Give more than $75. But with that money, the folks at Food for the Poor will provide food and housing, relief, a lot of help to people who are in these poor countries in Central America, in the Caribbean, Latin America. That's where they've worked all around the world, but they finally settled in to these countries in the Caribbean and Latin America to help these people, providing food, secure housing, clean water, health care, that sort of thing. So if you'd like to have somebody who's really poor get the benefit of your largesse, and you can deduct it on your tax returns if you desire, please call this number and help us help them. Good Day wants to help the hungry. You can by dialing 844-868-HOPE or hitting #250 and say the word give.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
That's negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1. But if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Limited time. See store staples.com for details.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
All right, so Kara is just doing a little research on the continuing focus on Zimmerman's gun, and apparently it went for more, and some mother bought it for her kid as a birthday present. Huh?
So weird and gross.
Look, it's perfectly, it's his right to sell the gun.
It is.
You know,
absolutely,
that's fine.
And it's her right to buy it.
Exactly. But it's got it just, it doesn't make them good people. God, it's just.
Don't understand. You know what, though? I believe in the laws of karma, and something else negative is going to happen associated with that gun. So if you want to bring a ghost, a demon into your house,
I wish that for you.
Well, that is the thing. Is if you're a mom...
I'm not wishing it. I'm just thinking that that's probably what's going
to
happen.
If you're a mother and you want your kid to be a responsible gun owner and you want them to know how to shoot it and be responsible with it, that's one thing. Go and buy the $350 gun. That's how much these resell for new. But it just doesn't seem like that's what she cares about.
No.
Well, that's what it is. It's like the fact that you want to buy it as a gift for your son and you're willing to spend $120,000 for a weapon tells me that he must think of this person as a hero, right? Because why else would you spend that much money if this is not like a piece of memorabilia for you? And that's kind of...
Can you imagine how many other things you can do with $120,000?
By how... Yeah.
And that's not even how much she bought it for. It's $250,000. He skipped over the $150,000 bid that another guy gave to sell it to this woman for $250,000.
Unbelievable. Like I was saying before, where would we talk about if it weren't for things like that? If everybody were as wonderful as Victoria, Jennifer, Kara, and me. That's the Doug Steffen Good Day program at 50 minutes after the hour.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This as being the music from Lethal Weapon, but now that I think about it, I don't remember the music from Lethal Weapon. I remember the movies, for sure. Quite good if you like that sort of thing, that genre. The Lethal Weapons movie is in our focus here because Chuck Curry, our movie person, says he went to see The Nice Guys. This movie out this weekend, Ryan Gosling is in it, Russell Crowe. And you think it was written by the same person who did?
Yeah, it was written by, it was written and directed by Shane Black, who wrote the first two Lethal Weapon films. He wrote a movie called Long Kiss Goodnight with Gina Davis, a movie I like, and then he did The Kiss Kiss Bang Bang with Robert Downey Jr., a really good film. And he also wrote a movie called The Last Boy Scout with Bruce Willis Damon Wayans. And this film, in a lot of ways, The Nice Guys, has a feel, very much of a feel of the Last Boy Scout. I liked it. It's just one of those movies. I know it's hard to say that the action buddy movie is a movie that they really don't make anymore, but if you look at what's being produced and released, it sort of almost feels like a throwback. And I thought Russell Crowe and Ryan Gosling had tremendous chemistry, were a really good team. This is a movie that's somewhat raw, Doug. It is R-rated. The dialogue is not for kids, but the movie has a lot of humor. It's funny. When the action scenes happen, they're really good, and they elevate the movie to a pretty high level. It takes place in the late 70s when Russell Crowe and Ryan Gosling are driving down Los Angeles. They see two billboards, you see, one for Jaws 2 and the other for Airport 77, so they pay homage to that time period very well. This might be a little divisive for mainstream moviegoers because of the dialogue, but I think the people who like this movie will love it, and it's going to develop, I think, a big cult following down the road. So overall, I give it an 8 out of 10. And if you like Russell Crowe, it's well worth seeing. It's a good movie.
All right, so let's find out how the movie did in terms of box office totals in a moment here. Chuck Curry joins us on our Movie Moment segment on Good Day at 56 past the hour.
Not a morning person? Yeah, me neither. So I'll make this simple. Bacon, egg, cheese, croissant sandwich. You awake yet? Good. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're two for $4. Hey, treat yourself. It's the morning. Get two croissant sandwich for just $4 today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price participation vary.
This report is brought to you by the Aetna Foundation. What do Tulsa, Cleveland, Kansas City, San Diego, Durham, and New Haven have in common? They are all rising to the Healthiest Cities and Counties Challenge. The Aetna Foundation, the American Public Health Association, and the National Association of Counties have come together to recognize 50 cities and counties that are making a significant health impact in their community and empower others to make a change. This new initiative is recognizing communities that show measurable changes in health and wellness by providing a total of $1.5 million in prizes. Dr. Marilyn Ostrowski, Executive Director of Aetna Foundation.
We all have a role to play in improving health and wellness in our communities, and we know now no single group can make sufficient changes alone. Through the challenge, we are meeting communities where they are and rewarding innovation and cross-sector partnerships that lead to healthier days.
Will your city or county rise to the challenge? Submit an application by May 31st to be considered. For more information, visit healthiestcities.org.
All right, Chucker, let's go through the box office total, see if there are any surprises there.
Not too much of a surprise. Angry Birds movie opened number one. Did pretty well, actually. Had a $39 million opening weekend. I was a little surprised that the budget was actually $80 million, so this is going to have to do well for at least a few more weeks to get its money back in overseas. Number two, Captain America Civil War added another $33 million to its take in weekend number three. $347 million here domestically. Film's done over $1 billion, though, worldwide. Sequel to Neighbors, Neighbors 2 with Seth Rogen and Zac Efron open in number 3. A solid $22 million in business. The Nice Guys, the movie I just recommended, did 11.2, which is a decent opening. Not great. Like I said, these type of films are sort of out of fare with moviegoers. I know the studio loved the film. Critics liked it too. Its cinema score was B-, which is means it was somewhat polarizing, which I think it will be. And number 5, rounding out the box office, The Jungle Book, $11 million, $327 million in 6 weeks. This Memorial Day weekend, Doug, two more big films open up, X-Men, Apocalypse, and Alice, the Alice in the Wonderland sequel, Looking Through the, The Looking Glass, Alice Through the Looking Glass, which are both should be pretty good.
The bug, the drug bungo booga, whatever that is. Hi, Chugger, thank you. 59 after, this is a good day.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.